This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The CIA's top lawyer, John Rizzo, was on Capitol Hill today. He was testifying about the agency's destruction of controversial interrogation videotapes. Those tapes showed two terrorism detainees being subjected to severe interrogation methods, including the procedure known as waterboarding. Rizzo spoke behind closed doors at a meeting of the House Intelligence Committee, which is investigating the destruction of those tapes. NPR's Tom Jelton joins us now. Tom, John Rizzo was the only witness today. What did the committee want to hear from him?
Melissa, John Rizzo was the acting general counsel at the agency at the time the tapes were destroyed. So the committee wanted to know first what he knew about that decision to destroy the tapes, whether he was told ahead of time that the tapes were going to be destroyed, and what legal advice he gave to those individuals who were involved in making that decision, whether he approved of it. That would establish whether this was an agency action or whether it was the action of just some individuals. It's a very important question. There have been conflicting reports about that. That's one thing. The other thing the committee wanted to ask Rizzo about was any communication between the CIA and the White House over these tapes. We know there were several meetings at the White House in 2004 and 2005, largely with White House lawyers, when the question of what to do about these tapes was discussed. And as the CIA general counsel, Rizzo would have been involved in those discussions, so I'm sure he was asked about that as well.
Now, the CIA official who actually ordered the destruction of the tapes, Jose Rodriguez, was not before the House committee today. Why is that?
That's right, Melissa. Jose Rodriguez was the head of the clandestine services at the CIA at the time the tapes were destroyed. It was his agents, actually, who were seen on the tapes doing those interrogations. And from what we've heard from the agency so far, those agents and their superiors were concerned that those tapes would someday get out, and they wanted them. That's the reason they wanted them destroyed. Jose Rodriguez was their guy back at the agency, and he finally does order them destroyed. So, yeah, the Intelligence Committee wanted to hear from him. They actually subpoenaed him. But what happened was the Attorney General, Michael Mukasey, ordered a criminal investigation into this case, and given that Rodriguez was right at the center of it, his lawyer advised him not to testify before the committee without immunity. The committee apparently isn't ready to make that decision yet, so they excused him from testifying, at least for now.
You mentioned the investigation by the Justice Department. How does this House committee keep its own inquiry separate from that criminal investigation?
Well, because that is a criminal investigation, it's focused narrowly on whether any crimes were committed, whereas the congressional committees are much more concerned about oversight issues. They're concerned about accountability. Sylvester Reyes, the Democratic chairman of the committee, came out today and said the one question that they want answered more than anything else is why Congress wasn't informed of the decision to destroy the tapes or of the action itself, given especially that members of Congress had advised against the destruction of the tapes. His Republican counterpart, the Republican ranking member on the committee, Pete Hoekstra of Michigan, came out with just as strong a statement. He actually said, after hearing from Rizzo, there are parts of the intelligence community that apparently don't believe they're accountable to Congress or to their own superiors. And he seemed there to be talking possibly specifically about Rodriguez, because he said, with respect to Rodriguez, it appears he had not gotten authority from anyone to destroy those tapes. In fact, he said, it appears he got the other authority, the other instruction, not to destroy the tapes.
NPR's intelligence correspondent Tom Jelton. Tom, thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.